Dear Talking About Platforms listeners, this episode is part of our special AI-generated series, exploring the key ideas and influential works that have shaped platform studies. Let's get started.
All right, everyone get ready, because today we're diving deep into a paper that's like, I don't know, the Bible for platform research. It's called Two-Sided Network Effects, A Theory of Information Product Design.
Oh, yeah.
And it's by Parker and Van Alstyne.
Foundational stuff.
Oh, absolutely foundational.
Yeah.
And you know what? It really tackled this question that was baffling people back in the early 2000s.
Really puzzling.
Like, how could companies offer products for free?
For free. Yeah. Like, back then, the idea of free products, like taking over the market, it just seemed counterintuitive.
Yeah.
And this paper helped explain why.
The why.
Yeah, the why behind the, what seemed like illogical success. Yeah.
It's like the magic formula of the digital age.
Totally.
When you think about it, Adobe's PDF reader.
Yeah.
They basically gave that away.
I know.
And it became a global standard.
It did.
You've got operating systems offering free developer toolkits so they can attract more programmers.
Right.
Even something like Ladies' Night at bars.
Oh, interesting.
It kind of follows this logic, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You attract one group to benefit the other.
That's a really great example.
So that's where this brilliant idea
of
two-sided network effects comes in.
Exactly.
The paper uses these economic principles like network externalities and price discrimination to really explain this phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically saying that the value of these platforms it just keeps increasing as more users join.
More users on both sides.
On both sides, yeah. Creating this like self-reinforcing cycle. So let's break down this two-sided network effects thing. Because I think a lot of our listeners, especially those who are new to platform research, they might be wondering, like, what does this actually mean?
Okay, so imagine a platform like a marketplace.
Okay.
You've got two distinct groups interacting.
Right.
You've got consumers on one side.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, you might have producers, developers, content creators.
Like Etsy.
Etsy, perfect example.
You've got the crafters making and selling stuff.
Yeah.
And then you've got the buyers who want those unique things.
Exactly.
Each side needs the other.
Right.
For the platform to work.
The platform to even exist.
Exactly.
So the more users you have on one side, the more valuable it becomes for the other side.
Right. Like, more buyers on Etsy means more opportunity for crafters to sell their stuff.
More incentive, more opportunity.
Yeah.
It's this like snowball effect.
Right. It just keeps growing.
More users attract even more users, and it makes the platform valuable for everyone. And Parker and Van Alstyne, they do this great job of distinguishing between two types of externalities, intramarket and intermarket.
So
intramarket externalities happen when the value increases within one side of the market.
Right.
So think about social networks.
Okay.
The more of your friends are on Facebook, the more likely you are to join, too.
Right. That everyone's doing it.
Exactly.
Makes you want to do it.
But in two-sided markets,
the
real magic is in the intermarket externality. Yeah. This is where the growth of one side directly benefits the other.
Okay.
So more riders on a ride-sharing platform means shorter wait times.
Yeah.
More earning potential for drivers.
Which then attracts even more riders.
Exactly. So each side is feeding the growth of the other.
Yeah.
Creating this powerful network effect.
Okay.
And this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
This is where this paper made waves.
Oh, right.
Parker and Van Alstyne. Yeah. They show that companies are strategically discounting one side of the market to drive growth on both sides.
So it's not just about being nice.
It's not just about being nice. No.
Okay. Calculated move.
It's a calculated move.
To make more money in the long run.
Exactly. Maximize those profits by leveraging network effects.
So they're basically sacrificing profits on one side.
In the short term.
To get a much bigger platform in the long run.
A much larger, more valuable platform.
And that's where the paper really dives into.
Yeah.
What makes companies decide which side gets the discount.
Exactly. And they emphasize the spillover effects.
The spillover.
Yeah. How much one side's growth impacts the other side.
Like a ripple effect.
Exactly. Like a ripple effect.
One side creates these waves that impact the other.
Beautifully put.
Can you give us some examples of how this works in the real world?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that would help a lot.
Okay, so take video game consoles. Companies often give away developer tools, sometimes even subsidizing game development.
Really?
Yeah, because attracting more developers means more games.
Of course.
Which in turn attracts more gamers.
Who are willing to pay for the console.
Exactly.
So you're investing in one side to make the other side grow.
It's all about the spillover.
Which leads to more profits for everybody.
Exactly.
And then you contrast that with streaming platforms.
Oh, yeah.
Like Netflix or Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
They charge the content creators.
Right.
But offer free or discounted subscriptions.
To viewers,
right?
Because they want to attract a huge audience. Yeah, that's the key.
Get those content creators and advertisers.
Exactly. So the spillover effect.
Goes from the consumers to the creators.
It goes the other way.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's all about figuring out which side's growth.
Yeah.
Has that bigger ripple effect.
You got it.
And then you discount that side. To get that maximum network effect.
It's a strategy.
This is fascinating.
And this is where the paper goes beyond
simple
price discrimination.
Okay.
This isn't just about squeezing money out of existing customers.
Yeah.
It's about creating new value.
By building this thriving network.
A thriving, interconnected network.
Where both sides benefit.
It's a beautiful thing.
This is really highlighting why this paper is considered so foundational.
It really is.
It gives us a framework for understanding how these complex markets work.
Absolutely. And it's important to remember that this paper focuses on monopolies.
Okay.
But even this simplified model offers valuable insights.
Into how platforms actually operate.
It does. It really does.
But we've just scratched the surface here.
There's a lot more to unpack.
So before we go deeper into the pricing stuff, I want to talk about this concept that's super important for understanding these two-sided markets.
Yeah.
And it's demand elasticity.
Ah, yes. Demand elasticity.
Mm-hmm.
It's fundamental in economics, but it gets even more interesting.
I bet.
When you think about it in two-sided markets.
Yeah. Just to remind our listeners, elasticity basically tells us how much demand changes when the price changes.
Right.
If the demand drops a lot when the price goes up, we call it elastic.
Like elastic.
But if it stays stable, even when the price goes up, then it's inelastic.
Inelastic. Exactly.
And what's really cool is that network effects on one side can change the elasticity demand on the other side.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now that is interesting.
Right.
So all those game developers on a console platform can actually impact how much gamers care about the price of the console.
Think about it. If there's a console with a huge library of awesome games, games that you can't play anywhere else, you're probably willing to pay more for that console.
Yeah.
Even if it's a bit more expensive.
Than a console with fewer games.
Exactly.
So the demand for the console is less elastic.
Less elastic.
Because those gamers are thinking about the games.
They're driven by that network effect on the developer side.
It's like the games are a magnet. The more games there are.
Yeah.
The stronger the pull. And the same thing goes in reverse.
Absolutely.
If a streaming platform has a ton of users,
the
creators aren't as worried about the fees they have to pay.
That's right.
Because they want to reach that audience.
Exactly. Their demand becomes less elastic.
So we have these interlinked demand curves.
Interlinked.
Where the strength of the network effect on one side.
Yes.
Can change how the other side reacts to price changes.
It's fascinating.
So now we get to one of the most insightful parts of this paper.
Yeah.
Parker and Van Alstyne say that when those spillover effects, remember how much one side's growth impacts the other?
Mm-hmm.
When those are roughly equal, a company can actually simplify its pricing. So even with all these connections, they can sometimes just price each side of the market.
Separately.
Like it's totally independent.
As if they were completely independent.
That doesn't seem right.
I know it seems counterintuitive, but the math works out.
Okay.
Especially in their additive demand model.
Additive demand.
Yeah, where demand is just increased by a factor that represents the network effect.
Right.
When those spillover effects are balanced.
Yeah.
It doesn't really change the best pricing strategy.
So they can treat each side as a separate market.
In those specific scenarios.
Yes. But what happens when those spillover effects aren't equal?
That's a great question.
Like the video games and streaming platforms we talked about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's when this discount one side strategy gets really interesting. The paper suggests that companies should discount the side that has a bigger spillover effect.
So in video games, the developers get the discount.
Exactly.
Maybe free tools or even money.
Because their presence brings in the gamers.
More so than the gamers bringing in the developers.
Exactly. It's not just about attracting them at the start.
Right.
It's about keeping them engaged.
With good games.
Yeah. more high-quality games keep those gamers on the platform.
And make it more valuable for everybody.
It's that virtuous cycle.
And on the other side, streaming platforms offer free trials.
Yeah.
Or discounts to viewers.
Right.
Because getting a big audience.
Which audience?
Is super important for getting creators and advertisers.
You got it. And here's something really important.
Okay.
Parker and Van Alstyne really want to make it clear.
Yeah.
That this isn't some trick to manipulate consumers.
Right.
They're actually saying this strategy can often be good for everyone. Yeah, they call it a Pareto improvement in welfare.
A Pareto improvement?
You remember that from Economics?
I do, actually.
Yeah.
It means both sides of the market.
Yeah, consumers and producers.
End up better off.
Exactly.
Because of this pricing strategy.
It's a win-win.
So it's not just about moving money around.
No.
It's about creating more value for everyone.
It's about expanding the pie.
The paper actually proves mathematically.
It does.
That this coordinated pricing can make both sides better off.
Increase the surplus for both consumers and producers.
It's like companies are choreographing this dance.
Yeah.
Between consumers and producers.
A delicate dance.
Using price to make sure everyone benefits.
Yeah. That.
But of course, no model is perfect.
Of course not.
And there are some downsides to think about.
Right.
One of the biggest worries.
Yeah.
Is that a few platforms could get too much power.
Too much market power.
Right. If a platform gets too big,
yeah,
they could use that power to make a ton of money.
Even if it hurts the market overall.
And hurts consumer choice.
That's the danger.
The paper even talks about antitrust concerns.
It does.
We need to be careful to make sure there's fair competition.
Right.
And prevent monopolies that stop innovation and hurt consumers.
Absolutely. It's a balancing act.
So we want platforms to grow.
Yeah.
But we also need rules.
Ace cards.
To make sure they don't get too big and abuse their power.
We don't want them becoming too dominant.
And this is where the paper gets us thinking.
Yeah.
It mostly looks at monopolies.
Right.
But it hints at how things change when there's competition. I hope our listeners now understand better.
Me too.
How these markets work.
Yeah.
The decisions companies make.
Right.
And how it affects both consumers and producers.
Both sides of the market.
And maybe this sparks some new research ideas.
I hope so.
For those early career researchers and practitioners listening.
It's a rich field.
This paper is over 20 years old.
I know.
But it's still so relevant.
It's amazing how insightful it still is.
So keep thinking about these ideas.
Keep those brains buzzing.
And we'll see you next time on Talking About Platforms.
Thank you for listening to Talking About Platforms. In this special series on platform classics, we use AI to review and present published research, with intellectual property remaining with the original authors. Our goal is to make these insights accessible and encourage you to dive deeper into the original works. Stay tuned for more episodes and keep exploring the fascinating world of platforms.